You're listening to Kelly and Steve, and this is Coupled with Chaos.
90 Day Fiancé. I wanted to say Inside Scoop for some reason. This is not Inside Scoop. 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 20, Tell All, Part 2, and No More Tell All. This is the end.
That's it.
HEA coming next week. I tried to flip it over to the live feed because we watch it on Discovery to eliminate commercials to see if they'd shown any changes on HEA, but I didn't see any of the commercials to see if the lineup has indeed changed for HEA, but I don't know. I think here's my theory. If you're not happy with the new 90-day HEA cast, according to Ashley, you should just bang it out. Right? If you're not happy, just bang it out during 90 day. It evidently fixes everything.
Apparently.
She was involved in everything.
Yeah.
I can't tell if, I don't know, was it too much, Ashley?
No, I think because she wasn't like rude to people. You know what I mean? She's just a strongly opinionated person. Mm. She was just herself.
All right. I think,
you know, it's not like Angela getting up out of her seat and flashing her boobs and, you know, and it's not like, you know, people that have just gotten out of control. You know, like, she had self-control. She just wanted to make sure her opinion was heard.
Did Ashley maybe have the spirit that we'd like to see in Sean? And this isn't Sean as a person.
No, I like Sean.
Sean is not that person.
No, she has a completely different personality. She's much softer than Ashley by far.
Sean feels like someone. And just so you know, we happen to know that, and I don't know, sometimes I forget because I don't play the intro, right? But, you know, that's our intro.
Right.
So I think for me, Sean is somebody who I think if they hugged you, like you would feel good with a hug from that.
Uh-huh.
She strikes me as just a kind,
compassionate person, yes.
Maybe not like the hard-hitting questions that we'd like in the tell-all. And so
but
that's,
you get that from the other castmates.
That's what Ashley's for, right? So that's it. If you don't like it, just bang it out. What about Ashley as a therapist? How would this work? I think you just need sex
to
magic.
Do it more.
You said this, you know, because there wasn't a lot of them during this episode other than Ashley being her.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got to the end, you know, what you said was, as they did the closing and they went couple by couple, you kind of gave your opinion of each of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll kind of do the same thing here. When it comes to Ashley and Manuel, this is exactly what you said. Whatever they have works for them.
Yes.
And right. I love.
And it may not be, you know, the way you would want a relationship to be.
Well, it's not.
You know, but.
It's not our relationship.
No, but they both seem content with however they seem to work things out.
Yeah.
And that's really all that matters. That they're both happy with the way they interact.
It's on. And it's easy for us, because we've been doing this for 30 years, to say our way is the way. But it's not. Because every group, every couple is just different.
Mm-hmm.
And she is. I loved it. You know, she talked about whatever they were going to do after the show. And it was perfect because he said, you know, I got to make her dreams come true. And it was just great. I thought it was funny. And so there's something about them that I like because because for them, I think they're genuine.
Yes.
And we don't see that frequently on the show.
And also, I feel like, you know, even though he doesn't approve of, like, the whole witch thing. I also think that he doesn't really think she's a witch.
Yeah, he said that last week.
In the
week.
Way that a witch would be deemed as a negative thing.
Well, it's...
She can call herself whatever she wants. She's into whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
He's okay with it because it's not anything negative in his view.
And she's not hurting anybody.
No, right. And so I think they allow each other to be exactly who they are, and they don't judge each other.
No.
and they're accepting of each other as they are. And I think that they do try to work on things that upset the other person. And so that's really the heart of a relationship, that you're willing to compromise, you're willing to listen, and you're willing to make small changes to meet somebody in the middle.
Mm.
And that's really it. And I think they do that in a unique way that works for them.
Right. And they bang a lot.
do that.
So there's
in
that.
In public places.
There is that. I would have like made them sign something and say, hey, look, you two, there'll be no funny business going on in the studio.
Yeah, nothing going on in
the you're mic'd,
curtain.
You're mic'd and we're listening.
Yeah.
So there's that. She was pretty hard on Igor.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing is just troubling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what everybody knows about their relationship. To start out with, and we kind of said it, and to be blunt here, you know, Nikki came out as trans to Igor in a moment of anger.
Yeah.
And so...
when they were already hardcore into a relationship.
Could Igor be doing all of this to Nikki as revenge for that?
I mean, could be. I suspect that when they were in a relationship initially, that he probably was head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a real relationship. But I think after she revealed her circumstances, I think he is always going to continue to have that in the back of his mind and is going to struggle with it. He can't get past it.
Hmm.
And so I think there's zero chance for them to have a relationship.
No,
now.
I can't imagine.
Because he's made it clear that he doesn't agree with it.
Hmm.
That it's against his whole culture.
Hmm.
That it's not just him within himself, but his whole environment pushes against that.
Hmm.
And so I think that there's no chance of this ever working. And so I think that he has an internal struggle with his feelings for who he thought she was and who she actually is.
Like maybe he wants to accept it,
yes,
but can't.
Yes, but he can't. So I think he keeps trying. I also think that he does want to be an American. He's been upfront about that.
Yeah, but not,
in
this situation.
In this situation. So,
what Igor does have appears to have an issue with strong women.
He does have an issue with strong women. And let's be reminded, he's in Moldova, same place that Andre is from.
Yeah.
So this is a recurring thing.
Yeah,
do you think Andre would tolerate Nikki in a relationship? No.
Well, I don't think... we've seen it. Where was it? It was this last... what did we have? Was it The Other Way where we had the panel in there? The Other Way Tell All. The panel of people were there.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre went over to somebody. I don't recall who it was. And really just in her face.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't really get in her face, but he stood beside her expecting an answer. And
yeah,
she said she felt intimidated.
The panel is over there. You walk over to where they're sitting on the couch and stand over them. To me, that's in your face. You've invaded my space in the couch. And so this is Andre. And so I again, the only two people I have to judge Moldova by are Igor and Andre. So with both of them, and I'm sure there are people that are not like them, but those two people seem to be
similar.
Yeah, a little similar there. I mean, Andre's had no issue standing up to Libby's sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that he respects them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I know this whole thing with Nikki and Igor, I still go back to last week and every week that this is, for me, this is all an act and a show. I think Nikki has known all along that this wasn't going to work.
And this is a way to promote her music.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if tonight there's
the new song is released.
The new song is out or in the morning, whatever it takes. So I'm not, I mean, engaged. The shock that they're engaged again is ridiculous, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is. Nikki gave Igor 48 hours a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Nothing is any different.
Mm-hmm.
So to have the K-1 still a thing, was it shocking to you?
It's whatever they want to call it.
So for you, it's...
it's not... None of it's real to me.
It's fake drama.
Yes.
I thought when Jasmine came over and hugged Nikki at the end, I thought that it would be like... I don't... Like Wonder
Comparing
Twin...
fake body parts?
Wonder Twin powers. Yeah, when their fake boobs all hit each other. Something was going to happen. Solar system colliding.
Boobs they could and butts.
Join into one big set is what it was. Wow. Wondered. It would be a form of fake drama.
Mm.
Jasmine stuff this week. You know, it was all at the beginning.
Yeah.
This is enough, right? Your thoughts on, let's start with the I almost called it the fake letter. I don't want to load your words. But what about this letter that she produced?
I don't think that he did anything with somebody that night, but... if this is a legitimate letter that was received, then I would say it's, you know, some super fan of the show trying to just, you know, get their storyline on TV. You know what I mean?
Is there also a chance that I have two scenarios and both of them maybe you'll agree with? Is there a chance?
You're going to say she made it up.
Jasmine wrote the letter.
Like the lip gloss.
Is there a chance?
I guess. There's always a chance of something with
this. Is there also a chance production wrote the letter and stuck it on Gino's porch?
Yeah, I mean.
Just to rile her up.
Yeah, I don't put anything past
this
show because it's become so manufactured.
Yeah, especially this. Right. I mean, when we see this.
Well, it's like Nick and
Devin
and back to the Piggy storyline. It's the only thing they've talked about them since they got on the show. And I'd like to hear more about their life together.
I think we'll talk about them a bit. I just want to get through Gino and
Jasmine. Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know.
Yeah, here's me, right?
This is an example of them beating a dead storyline for shock factor.
Here I am playing like the thing we hate, right? We'll talk about Devin and Nick later because it's not as exciting. Let's talk about Gino and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
So she storms off. This whole thing happens. She's backstage, hysterical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Gino doesn't budge.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
He looks uncomfortable.
He always looks uncomfortable.
But he always looks uncomfortable.
This is when he's most flirty, is when he's uncomfortable.
I laughed inside myself when she said that he looks the most awkward when he's flirting. Because haven't we always thought that he's just an awkward person?
He is in general.
Just in general. And you would wonder why she would even be attracted to him because of his goofiness. You know what I mean?
So let's look at the timeline. This is week 20 of the show. Now let's go back to... I want to really put together the strip club scene. We saw this early. Wasn't this week one, this season on 90 Day?
Mm-hmm.
We saw Gino in the strip club.
Yeah, when she first came.
Week one. So 20 weeks ago, we saw this. What's 20 weeks ago, right? It's 8-10 weeks into the season. So this would have put it, the season would have started mid-October maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go mid-October to Halloween at the latest. This is when it started. This tell-all, from what we learned from, this is what we do in Inside Scoop. Sam and Citra, Sam's in the diversion program, and when did that happen?
January?
Yeah, it was like January, December. I think
it was supposed to be January and end up being December, I think.
So that means the tell-all's filmed in December because he just got into the diversion program. This means Jasmine, the first at least 10 weeks of the show, 8-10 weeks of the show, would have been available for Jasmine to see publicly.
Uh-huh.
So Jasmine has seen and knows a bit about the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw of the never-before-seen clips wasn't that different than what we'd seen.
Well, it kind of was because they weren't half naked. They weren't topless in what we saw in the initial episode.
And this is happening. So
not all clubs can strip, though, as we learned.
Who are you?
You
need to tell me about your past.
Brandon and Julia in Virginia that they can't actually strip in Virginia.
Well, evidently that's not the case. And I remember in Michigan, the talk was people would go over to Windsor. So if you don't know, there must have been rules. I left Michigan when I was 18. But I remember hearing about people driving to Canada and just across the border in Windsor because the rules, I think, were different over there.
What people were you hanging around?
Well, I think you just know
that things. They're crossing borders for strip clubs.
You just know stuff. I mean, that's just a part of general knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, not my group. I mean, we were pretty young. I'm just telling you, that was how I remember it in 1989.
Okay, Steve.
So that's a lot of years ago. What, 34? Numbers are hard. 34 years ago, those were the rules. I'm guessing they're not anymore. So she's screaming. He says, well, she's always like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's Gino to do here?
Well, we've seen plenty of her screaming. Yeah, but
what's Gino?
The case.
So, you know, the crowd was getting on Gino about not going and consoling her. He thinks it's best to leave her alone.
I was afraid he would just, like, get up when they broke for lunch, when she was crying, and go have lunch. Because I thought that would have been a bad move, because it would have been insensitive. But I think internally, his gut is probably, I have to get away.
Mm-hmm.
So at least he's progressed in that respect that he hung out close by.
I mean, let's not forget, she, on film, you know, we talk about assault. She did assault him on camera in the cabin, the toothbrush incident.
Oh, yeah.
She did physically assault him. That did happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's ripped his hat off before. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are things, and if we're banning people for stuff, mm-hmm. I mean, that is real. Is it a surprise?
No.
No. Would you expect it to happen more?
Probably, as mad as she gets sometimes. Although she seems to have a calmer side to her. Like, she seems to simmer down a little faster now than she used to. I've seen some progress.
But it's rage.
Yes.
And I just...
But I can tell she's trying to work on it.
I don't know. This was...
She says hateful things when she's mad, though.
So how much of this... So are you going with this incident from Jasmine is real? Or is it fabricated fake for the show?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's real and what isn't with them. We waffle back and forth about what can or can't be possibly true.
Yeah.
I mean, it either is or it isn't. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It could be either way.
She said, Gino never hugs me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I could think about was, well, have you really seen how Clayton hugs people?
Is
it? So then it would be maybe Clayton hugs like Gino.
Mm-hmm.
And then this would be it. She comes out and says, the stripper was on. This was awkward, right? Was it awkward with the stripper on?
Yeah, that was weird.
I wonder how they got her to be on the show.
Payment?
He tried to start talking to her. And he said, she said, you had your time with her. It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then she brings up the lip gloss thing. And we've talked over and over again about the lip gloss. Mm-hmm. And that she was seen carrying the lip gloss into the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all of that, real, not real. For me, I wonder, like, I'm assuming, like, Sean Robinson isn't in on the production plans for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least, it's what I'm hoping. I hope she isn't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I don't know.
We've heard a lot of comments from disgruntled former cast members that there is a lot of manufactured stuff.
And so when you get stuck,
it doesn't seem out of the realm.
Yeah, it seems possible. Because there's pressure to put up good footage.
Uh-huh.
And so as you try to do stuff, I could see the lip gloss even being a surprise to Gino.
Uh-huh.
Like, Jasmine, here's what I need you to do. I need you to pull this lip gloss out of under the seat and confront Gino with it.
Because he looked lost.
Because he doesn't look like he could act his way mm-hmm. out of anything.
Right.
Maybe that would be it.
And he did look completely lost in that scene.
I think he always lost.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
She said, Jasmine said, I don't want to be seen as a crazy person when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, though, I mean, look at her behavior during her divorce party. You know, that was still something. They weren't married at the time. And what mm-hmm. would happen if, let's say this stripper said, I would have loved her to say, you know what? I gave Gino $2,000. What if this stripper gave Gino $2,000? What would Jasmine do?
Right.
She would freak, wouldn't mm-hmm. she?
Yeah.
So, there's that.
What if she gave him $2,000 for a certain kind of implant?
Hey, now. You know, for them, I don't know. It just seems it's, you know, every relationship is awkward. And I think you've said it probably for years now that we've known these two, is that they're probably about the only person for
each other. Right.
Because I can see Jasmine inventing drama that's not there. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's not real for her.
Right.
And I could see, I don't know. I'm just not sure about Gina.
I believe she's a damaged person.
Mm.
And she probably has a lot of trauma in her past that causes her to have these, like, blackout rages.
Mm.
And I think that she's trying to work with it professionally. And I think we've seen some improvement.
How does Gino's last girlfriend, being from a strip club, weigh into this?
Well, I think because they're not intimate very much, even though they're married now.
Well, we've had this conversation before.
And so she probably has thoughts that, you know, he needs that to interest him.
We felt that if you looked at his internet search history,
I believe that his issue is that he has probably paid for services in the past or for that kind of entertainment in the past. Mm. And it's a medical fact, scientific fact,
here we go,
that when you view pornographic material and that kind of stuff, it alters your brain chemistry.
Mm.
And so it could be that he spent enough years doing that kind of thing, engaging in that it takes that level to cause him to be interested physically.
It'd be a lot of work.
Maybe normal interactions with your spouse that would lead to intimacy don't work for him. That's entirely possible. And if that were the case,
like rose
and
oil.
She has, right. And she has come to transform her body the way that she has
in an
attempt to entice him. Oh. And he's still not interested. You can see how that would be very upsetting to
Look
her.
Look at you bringing it.
That's what I
it's
think.
It's a theory.
That's,
right?
That's my thought.
Hmm. It's possible.
Wouldn't that make sense to you?
Well, it does, I guess. So, yeah, but I just agree with you, right? That's what I need to do, right? At least here. That is a very plausible
right.
theory of their physical relationship.
And that's the only thing I can think of that explains why they have these issues in their relationship. Because she's clearly hurt and frustrated at his lack of physical interest in her.
Mm.
And for it to have not improved now that she's here and they're married and they're together all the time would continue to lead me to believe that that's the case. And he looked awfully comfortable in the strip club.
And he had his last girlfriend was... So either he randomly met her somewhere and she happened to work at the club.
I doubt it.
Or he was at the club and they met there.
That's what I think.
But look, he's no spring chicken. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a huge assumption that probably the people who work at strip clubs in general aren't his age.
Right.
So I'm wondering if there was more of a...
arrangement?
A sugar daddy relationship there.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're speculating a ton here. But it sounds plausible. Reach out.
It does.
Are we out of line? Maybe you're just being judgy. It's entirely possible. Clayton and his sister. This, I think, for me, of all the stuff we saw tonight and maybe the last 2 weeks.
And Sean said, is there more between the brother and sister at work in this animosity than what we know about? Who thinks that's the case? She raised her hand. So she knows there's more to their issue.
Yeah, this is where I want the question.
Right.
This isn't even being, you know, I want to know. Like, what's, you know, I don't want to know, but I do, right? Because there is something bigger here between them, and they're not talking about it.
Right.
And I think it probably was better. You know,
there's probably better not to know.
Yeah, there's some issue with, I'm going to guess there's some issue with mom and their parents and the family.
Definitely.
It's larger than this, and it doesn't need to be aired out here.
Right.
But it's, whatever it is, it's big.
Well, we know from so many seasons of religiously watching every episode of Hoarders that pretty much all hoarders have trauma in their past that triggered them to begin hoarding. They may have had a genetic predisposition already, but the events that lead to them suddenly actually doing it are usually a trauma that they can't deal with. And it's their way of having control over something. And so you can imagine that there's some major event in his mother's life, which they were likely present for growing up. Since they, I think they said that they grew up like this, right? So you can imagine that there's some shared trauma that they all have.
I don't, the chances of Brandy and Clayton speaking ever again is a possibility.
Yeah, probably slim.
I mean, she says she's interested because, and I would never have guessed that she was the little sister.
I thought she was older than him.
No, she said she's, but maybe I heard it wrong. It's entirely, he's 30. She definitely looks more than 30,
definitely.
Right? And she's what, been through two marriages?
I think more than that.
It's possible, so.
And I don't mean to be judgy, but she seems like she could actually be an alcoholic. And she may have had some drinks before she got on the tell-all, to be honest. I mean,
yeah, it doesn't look like she cares a whole lot about what anybody thought.
No. And,
you know, we were watching this, and Clayton was talking about the guinea pigs and needing air. And, and you said something about mom needing air. Uh-huh. And then Nikki said it right after, and I went, darn it. You know, because you look at it and you go, well, that would have been a nice line to deliver on the show.
Yeah.
But Nikki already stole it. Doesn't your mom need air? That whole thing is just tough. And so they brought up Annalie's dad, and I thought, sometimes we see things that we go, that's maybe... shouldn't have been aired.
Yeah.
And that statement by dad.
That was so hurtful for her. You could see she could barely take a breath.
I wish they would have left it and he declined to appear.
Right.
I get reading the letter.
That's pretty
There's
traumatic.
Drama there.
Yeah. But she loves her dad.
I could see taking it to her, but I don't know. It seemed like there's lines that you cross.
Mm-hmm.
And
putting her on the spot like that was rough.
It was.
It seemed insensitive.
Unless you know, they told her.
That, I doubt that it.
This
she,
is what
she
it was.
She was having a hard time taking a breath.
Yeah. It's where you feel like we understand some of this stuff is fake drama and some of it's manufactured, and we get it. We get the show. But this was too real.
Mm-hmm.
And painful.
Yes.
And so what he said was that she doesn't need to be there, right? And doesn't need anything else.
Right, hope doesn't she need anything here, and that she should come home.
But does this explain a little bit about why she
didn't tell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She knew what his reaction would be.
Right, and that it could sever their relationship.
Could it be just a point of, you know, it's better if he doesn't know and we just won't deal with it.
Yeah, because she could maintain a relationship with him.
But this
way, if he didn't know. But this way, he's kind of cut her off. But she said, I miss talking to him. He is, you know, funny, makes me laugh, and now I don't have that.
Well, it just takes, at this point, it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be work on her end, work on his end.
And she said, I gave up my relationship with my dad to be with him.
You just got to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think in all, it's when both people give up.
Right.
That there's a problem.
It's lost. It's what I always say.
Yeah.
Don't live with regrets.
Well, it's
you
a hard.
You keep doing what you have to do to right things. And it doesn't matter what the other person's response is. You don't stop. Because without someone trying, it will not change.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there needs to be a third person to step in.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, like with my dad, I had a third person in there that was actively working against it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard.
Mm-hmm. But you just keep at it. And you might get small victories. But that's small victories you wouldn't have had if you hadn't kept at it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you have to live with your choices. And, you know, if you've done everything that you can do and you continue to do everything that you can do, then you don't have to suffer with feeling like you could have done more. Because you're the only one you can control.
Yeah. All right. That was a hidden discussion about the Brown family. Probably, and Cody and Garrison.
And my own life.
Yeah, and all of ours. I think we all have situations like that where you just keep trying.
Right.
Because you don't know. Time is something that...
It's fragile.
You do not... And it is very fragile. You do just... It's something you don't have control of.
Right.
So take that out of the equation. So it's hard. And so Clayton has to then... Here is Clayton's probably the catalyst to make this happen.
He has to try to do everything he can to facilitate this relationship.
Trips there.
And there may not be anything he can do, but he has to be supportive and he has to be encouraging for her to keep trying.
And it may be she, you know, he finds a way to pay for her to go back and forth to Peru.
Or that they both go and that he... you know, is respectful enough to look this man in the eye and apologize for getting married without his knowledge.
Yeah, that's tough because he probably did not have a lot to do with this.
But in that culture, we know that that is disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And difficult to be overlooked. So he may have to bridge that gap. He may have to work on establishing a relationship with her dad before her dad will repair it with her.
Mm-hmm. To see that, well, and he's got enough stuff to work on his own.
Right.
But this would be a great way for him to maybe be a solid person in her life.
Right.
And so sometimes, right, we're not all the most attractive person. We don't maybe all have a great personality or a good hairline or know how to hug people all that well. But you know what you can be is you can be dependable.
Yes.
You can be stable.
Supportive.
And you can be supportive. And if he can find a way to do this, then some of his other flaws right?
Can fade in the background.
Sometimes, maybe somebody breathes a little heavy in their sleep, right?
Right.
But if while they're doing that, you have some discomfort, and the same person is maybe rubbing your injured shoulder, trying to give you some warmth.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could look past said heavy breathing.
Right.
Right. Even if their mouth is...
Despite the lack of sleep.
Right. But it's those things. And
yeah.
And so physical, and I think it's what we get into in this 90-day thing more than anything. We kind of talk about everybody's just banging too early.
Yeah.
It's because this physical stuff, and look, maybe it works for Ashley and Manuel.
Mm-hmm.
But to slow it down. And this 90-day clock seems unrealistic.
Uh-huh. Although.
Yeah, although it for us, it was.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked. Because we weren't together physically for 90 days before we got married.
Right.
And here we are at 30.
Right. 30 years.
So it's not the same for everybody. But you didn't even know I was dependable. That means
I could tell.
That means you knew it was how I looked coming and going.
Oh, stop.
That was it. You knew what I looked like in the construction vest.
Oh, my God. You're killing me.
So, I don't know. It's interesting to see. Where do you think Clayton and Annalie are 3 years from now, if you had to guess? They're the one wild card in this, right?
I mean, they have the potential to work. It just matters if they are working together or not. Because isn't really that always the key?
Do you think Brandy,
it's the partnership.
Brandy united against Brandy would be something for them to have on their side?
It looked like they were leaning that direction. Did you see them both waving bye-bye to her when she went off the stage?
Well, it's something, right? You at least agree on something and you can build from there.
Right.
I don't know it's enough.
At least, though, it was a show of we're on the same side.
Mm.
That's something.
Yeah.
That a lot of the couples don't do with each other.
Are the novelty of Brandy wore off quickly?
Yeah.
Right? Her own show and, you know, she's who she is. She showed a really kind of an ugly side.
She did.
Here.
Yeah, I did not like this
about
at all.
You know, she speculated about another guy.
Yeah, that was messed up.
And that, you know,
I didn't like that at all.
Yeah,
very rude because Annalie is now part of the family.
Mm.
They're married, and so there's a degree of respect you have to show to your family member's choice of spouse. You know, once that has happened, there's a different line that you can't cross. The line's in a different place than it was when they were just dating.
Hmm.
And so I think she went too far. That was very disrespectful, inappropriate, not her place, even if somebody asked. And so I can see them then uniting against her at that point. Because you should stand with your spouse when they're being disrespected by your family members.
This stripper clip here, was it a toned down reaction from Clayton? More than you thought?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little surprised. But, you know,
it happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's over. They've discussed this ad nauseum. And she made him promise that this wouldn't come up anymore or she wasn't going to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
So he may have that in the back of his mind that this is a taboo subject. We've agreed to move past this. I can't belabor this anymore.
They seemed united here.
They did. They really did.
I mean, if I think about as a couple, there were no Clayton Annalie disputes during the show.
Right.
I mean, there were none.
And he did see her interview as part of the clip where she said that when she asked Brandy, it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't actually think that she would do it.
And it maybe makes sense. I'm not trying to cut her any slack. I just don't know, you know.
But that was in keeping with what she told him. So.
Yeah. This Sam and Citra thing. Sam's got a weakness for girls.
Yeah, that was
no,
bad.
No, I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm probably going to draw a line that's not fair because they're both wrong. Him doing rideshare and hooking up with a girl.
Yes, messed up.
Is bad, right? When he was in a relationship.
Yeah.
I for me, it turns out to be worse when he reached out the next day.
And yes, this, it wasn't an impulsive thing. Something he had time to think about it.
Not that it's right
it
either way.
It did make it worse.
Yeah, I do believe it made it worse.
Because he went home and thought about it.
And then made a decision.
Right. Even he probably even talked to her that day.
Made multiple decisions and not just one spur of the moment thing.
Right.
I don't know the line, but I seem more offended that it was the next day.
Did you buy that he said that his Muslim faith has saved him from his addiction?
I don't know. We didn't see him.
We haven't observed him actually
as a
observing any parts of the faith legitimately, like not just to make her dad happy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it hasn't happened it since then, and it may have, especially with her influence, which may be very positive, I would suspect.
But I would have suspected that he mentioned it more than this one time during this to whatever. I'm assuming they were probably there for 4 hours, mm-hmm. maybe 6 hours, 8 hours of filming, that it would have come up in another time.
Mm-hmm.
Or he would have more spoke like somebody of faith more frequently than just at this point as to...
When somebody asked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would have... My thought is it would have come up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I hope it's true, though.
The issue was, and so I don't think there's any doubt that he never told Citra.
Yeah. Because she didn't seem bothered by it. She said she fully trusts him now.
Mm.
So they must have gotten past it. So I was surprised she wasn't more upset. But they must be in a good place with each other because she took it in stride.
And that this is, you know, everything is new.
Right.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
You know, because it was, did you do something, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you put the devil in this girl too?
Uh-huh.
This pregnancy thing is, you know, they talked about waiting a year.
Yeah.
Our opinion would have been you probably needed to wait a little
5 years.
A little longer. We did wait, even though we knew each other for such a short period of time. And
that's why we decided to wait.
Yeah. He's in the program. We talked about that. His issue, he said, is with women. I can't imagine he's fighting off a ton of women. It just doesn't strike me for him as that guy.
Well, I guess it depends on who he's hanging around.
And if
you
they're
know,
all
if he was in a drug world.
Drinking.
Right.
If you're drinking
people
it at
are
parties,
wasted
people
and,
do stuff.
Yeah.
But she would have remembered. My thought is here, and you've said it all along, of the most positive people on this season that you saw,
mm-hmm.
you've been most impressed with Citra.
Yes.
That if they're going to work,
it'll be because of her.
Mm.
Yeah.
He at this point doesn't strike me as a strong person.
Right.
And that she will need to be the rock of this family.
He needs her to be the guide.
Yeah. Because he's kind of shown that he maybe doesn't make the best decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Let her do the talking. She seems stable.
She does.
She
steady.
She didn't freak out.
No.
And even during this, there was a little disagreement between the two of them.
Yeah, and people were trying to poke and prod at it also and stoke the fire.
Mm.
And she didn't take the bait. And they supported each other.
Their success depends completely on Sam's decision making.
Yeah.
Completely.
For sure.
I don't think there's any doubt to that.
He's lucky to have found her.
Mm-hmm. The Devin and Nick thing, I mean, this whole one, I'm so impressed that he's already got his green card and the heat that they put on the other couples.
Yeah.
6 months is all it took.
Uh-huh.
Did it the first day.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Yeah, it's not Sam too lazy to do his court paperwork.
Right. I mean, he jumped right on it.
Yeah.
And so he is, from what we know, he is an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if the visa goes faster if you have a level of education or you
absolutely.
Bring...
Absolutely. If you bring a skill that's needed in the country, of course you get priority.
I wonder what that is and who decides
I think that's
it.
True of every country and their visa process.
Well, I think there are things. If you come over, maybe this is why... Who is it? What? Leda, she was a doctor, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's doing any doctoring.
Right.
Now she'd just be doing doctoring in jail. She'll be a prison bookkeeper. Be Shawshank is what she'll be.
Oh, my goodness.
She'll be trying to grind her way out of a wall with stones. But, I don't know, impressive, this part.
Mm-hmm.
His decision-making, also poor, doesn't maybe read a room very well at
all.
Yeah,
I do think he's harmless, though. I think they're fine together. I think, you know, he doesn't really get the cultural taboo of his nickname. But I think, you know, he gets that people are bothered by it. And I think he's sorry about that. But I think between them, they're okay with it. And she said she wished he'd just kept it between them because of the judgment that comes from other people. At no point in the tell-all did she say that she was bothered by it.
Did it? But could it still be her covering it up and covering up her pain?
But like her mom said, she has been this weight before and it has fluctuated in the past. And so you can't really point the finger and say it's because of that. Also, you know, I mean, she could just be feeling better about herself in general, you know, because she's happy. They seemed happy.
They did.
And
it's so hard to tell.
Yeah,
we want to read things into this.
They're, you know, so easygoing, and you don't have that easygoingness with any of the other couples.
No.
There's tension in all of them, but these two together, between them, seem to have an easy nature.
She seemed to want to protect him.
Yes.
I'm not sure that I get that level of him protecting her.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it is a cultural thing.
Difference.
He needed, this piggy thing needed to, once it became public, if he didn't mean something by it, and he's explained it, and it's possible, but it's at a point where it did need to stop.
Uh-huh.
He would have to understand what this means.
Right.
And it could
at
morph
least
itself.
In public.
I think we get it with our podcast at the time, and we've had people reach out and assume, I don't know, things about our relationship and the way we talk to each other,
uh-huh.
that things aren't the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really explain it.
Right.
Unless you have 1,000 shows.
Or you know us.
If you have 1,000 shows, then you probably ought to get a good feel for how we are. And so I'm guessing this is probably about 1,000 and I don't know, 30 or 50, somewhere around there. The number of shows we've put out between personal, 90 day, all the shows we cover. We're covering Seeking Sister Wives, Seeking Sister Wife, or no, yes, that's what it is. Yes, Seeking Sister Wife and Little People Big World on subscription. So there's a lot of shows. There are 5 a week is what we're doing right now by the time we're done with Inside Scoop and Personal. But it happens. Nicknames are nicknames. We say things to each other that if a third person heard that we're in the room, they would frown upon this
mm-hmm.
without a doubt. We get it. We understand where there's intent and pain.
Uh-huh.
And when there's intent, well, you know.
I don't think we've ever had disagreements where we intentionally said things to hurt each other.
Right.
And we're just not made up that way.
Yeah, it's just almost hard to, Because I don't know how you take that back.
You can't, and that's the thing.
And it's somebody said that about Jasmine, and, you know, talking about exes, and you weren't as good as my ex. Or
The hope would be that
you wouldn't think that.
Uh-huh.
Let alone say it.
Yeah, because if it's been said, then you have to wonder, is that how they really feel?
Well, we talked about...
Even if they say it's not.
So we had... Let's just talk about, like, if you... Say somebody brings you a meal, and there's too much salt in it. You can't unsalt a dish.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's it. You can't unsay those things.
Right.
And it doesn't appear what Nick has done... He hadn't salted the dish so much that it's poisoned Devin. It doesn't appear.
Mm-hmm.
We see them, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but of all the couples, don't we see them maybe...
As the most stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to stop the piggy thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, he just needs to. It needs to disappear. And I don't say never talk about it again.
Especially because it bothers her parents so much, and he has to be careful not to interfere with that relationship.
That should be enough.
Right.
What I don't like, and I'm hoping they just cut it out of the show, and that it wasn't the only thing they came out to talk about.
Uh-huh.
They talked about living in Atlanta, and she was happy they were there instead of South Korea,
mm-hmm.
because she could visit.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish that would have been, I know it's a boring conversation, but I'm good with real.
Right.
How do they feel about Nick already getting a job?
Right.
And already moving forward?
They could have been much more positive. But again, they dwelt on the things that were high drama, even though they've already been belabored.
I don't know. Maybe we don't have a good feel for the 90-day audience. But I don't think that the real fans of 90 Day would frown on a real conversation about what's their life like.
Uh-huh.
It's been 2 weeks. You know, they went into the, I'm having fun. We have some alone time. And they
turned that into something bad.
Clayton did. You know, and Clayton went and tried to turn something bad into that.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's something.
But absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, there's still something to alone time.
Uh-huh.
If they've been living, and I don't know that it's the case, staying with mom and dad,
uh-huh.
it could be a little crowded in there.
Yeah.
Four people or whatever. Five. I think there was somebody else in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You got five people and two bathrooms.
Right.
Right? Hopefully you're on different schedule when it comes to certain things. I hate to have to wait to do that. We're down, right? At this point, we could have three people in trouble and... Most of the time, there's just three of us here.
Right.
So you're never going to be waiting.
Right. So if a stomach virus hits us,
we're good.
Everybody's got their own bathroom.
Yeah, that works. So, but there's something to be said. I mean, there is something to be valued about time to yourself. Weeks, maybe not. But times are different now with video chats and FaceTime. And you can be, I mean, you were in Virginia.
Yep.
And our recording schedule, I think we missed only one show that you weren't on.
Uh-huh.
But we got to a point where we were using our recording software to chat.
Yeah.
Because we are Android users. There's just not, you know, it's just a little easier. You could open up your computer, put your headset on, and we didn't have to worry about a phone connection or anything. And it worked pretty well.
Yeah.
We could just pop on for a few minutes and,
mm-hmm.
you know, sure, it was an
interact issue.
And then you brought COVID home.
Yeah.
So there was that. Then actually we spent time apart.
Yeah.
In the same house.
Then you made faces at me through the window.
I did. I'd sneak outside.
And then we would have secret rendezvous on the porch.
Hey now.
So we could be near each other,
not
but
that kind
far
of
enough away with fresh air not to reinfect each other.
Not that kind of rendezvous.
No.
Police called on me. I was flashing you in the window. I was like the immigration officer on the bus. Hey, now. But we will probably never see Devin and Nick other than for a 5-minute diaries update.
Uh-huh. And they probably wouldn't even do that because they wouldn't find them exciting enough.
Yeah, it would be nice if they just kind of
mm-hmm.
disappeared. No drama. And you said it. So, look. In this one, Nick is 31 and at the time of filming. They're all probably a year older now.
Right.
31 and 24. Nick is 31. Devin is 24.
Uh-huh.
Rob is 32. Sophie is 23. 2 year difference there in the gap. But look at the difference in the drama.
Maturity level.
Between them.
Yeah.
I said to you, you said no chance of Rob and Sophie working.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. I mean, they may be together, but they're not going to be happy together.
I don't. My thought was, if what we saw on TV was just fake drama, right, then there's a chance. I'd like to see that they moved. He's working. You know, that the things
that needed to happen, happen.
Appear to be happening.
But he's so negative all the time. And I just don't see them being happy.
Bad news.
You can imagine that if this is your interactions this early in a marriage, that it's only time and kids and life and stress. And I can't imagine that you'd want to continue living in that kind of environment.
There are rumblings that mom has been in Austin. This is a bad move.
Yeah.
If this is the case, Sophie should discourage this. Because
well, she has made it clear that she is against the relationship even now.
And I think she's trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because she'll be stirring up discord whenever she can. And I think it's selfishly. I mean, because this is her only child, and she obviously is having a problem with her being with anyone, I think. And so I think that her motivation in stirring up trouble is she wants her back in her own life because she's lonely.
And wants her to be, well, you know, would want to be a part of the daily life.
Right.
And at some point, it's just not going to work for a relationship if there's a third person in there meddling.
Right.
Because she's always going to, it's always going to be Rob the knob.
Right.
It's always going to be under her breath. What's the knob up to? Right.
Uh-huh, right.
Oh, he called in sick today?
Yeah.
You know, it's those little things that are going to be just digging at you.
Right.
So.
It was one thing, like I said about all of them, it's one thing before they're married, but once they're married, it's now time to accept this family member's decision to make this person their permanent partner. So now they're your family, too, and you have to treat them as such.
Yeah.
Or you're always going to have animosity, and there's always going to be problems. And it's going to affect, eventually, your relationship with your relative.
So it's, with her being around, I don't know that it's a positive thing for them. I don't know if it's true. I think there was something about, like, there was a dating app, and it looked like she was in Texas. So,
oh boy,
that's probably not a good sign. You surprised that there's only two episodes of this?
Not really. There wasn't that much to tell. It really wasn't that interesting of a season, to be honest.
Yeah, and again, we're looking to see, and those of you who probably watched this on TLC Live may know if they've indeed pulled Angela and Michael and Nicole and Mahmood from this season or not. We don't know. So, and from what I've heard, there is no more diaries. That was just, it just ended. So.
That was abrupt.
Yeah. So we are covering Seeking Sister Wife. We are covering Little People, Big World. And we're leaving a spot open for what we hear is starting, we believe in April, is Accused, Guilty, or Innocent.
Yay.
Not a relationship show, but we covered the whole last season on our subscription. And so that is fun. I think if we, there's two things. If it wasn't this, if it wasn't relationship stuff, we'd cover, I still have a database that I've started to build of husband, either husband and wife, husband versus wife, wife versus husband, true crime stuff.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool. But the research is hard.
I totally would hope that someday we could shift away from reality television.
Right.
Because it's become so
trashy.
Trashy and manufactured. It's not the way that it started.
Yeah.
I would like to shift away from that and get more into real stories.
Right.
In whatever form, if it's crime shows or, you know, just real family drama shows, you know, that kind of reality. Kind of like Little People.
Right.
Where you just have people living their lives and it's on camera.
Sure.
Rather than manufactured situations.
We could make a Victrola podcast.
We could also do that, but that probably wouldn't be very lively.
Yeah, it's not that exciting, but it's what it is, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least the copyright on the songs has expired, so we can play some.
There's that.
For your listening enjoyment.
Nobody wants to hear about our Victrola life.
Would you like
life.
A 100-year-old song played for you?
5 shows a week. And if you have Victrola issues, coupled with chaos at gmail.com, I think we could talk you through some small repairs and some suggestions. So we have fixed a few of them now.
Yeah,
so
quite there's a few.
So enjoy your week. For you subscribers, thank you for subscribing. You'll probably get some of us, you know, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, depending on how the schedule looks for recording. Inside Scoops rolls out Friday/Saturday. It's rumor, gossip, innuendo, half-truths of 90-day TLC stuff.
I did always say if I had life to do over, I would have been a forensic scientist.
That's good.
So.
I would not like that because then you would know how to dispose of my body and not be found. So, there is that. So I'm glad you are not. It would be just gone. That would be it. I'd be gone. So what happens is if there's an abrupt ending to this podcast, right, come looking for me. Right? I don't trust her.